I'm 41 years old, okay? And I've seen a lot in my lifetime. And I'm very, very blessed to have experienced some of the things that I've experienced financially, right? Becoming successful relatively when I first really got out of high school, a little bit after I got out of high school. Ultimately failing around the time that we had the recession around 2008, which is when my daughter was born. And at that time, I thought that it was the end of the road. Still in my early 20s, I was only 26 years old. And all of the things that I had learned, I applied that allowed for me to continue to be in the position that I am today. Being able to show you the receipts, showing you what it's like to really live the life that you're supposed to live. But I had to make sacrifices for well over 10 years before I really started spending money and showing you guys what it's like to live the lifestyle that I live. But even today, I do not spend even a fraction of what I generate. My lifestyle is still largely based off of the income that I generate just off of my passive income, meaning that if everything went away today, we would still be great. We would still be okay. I spend less than 7% of what I generate on a regular basis. The rest of the money that's spent is spent from a business perspective. I don't have time to go into it today because I got a full show planned for you guys. But the rest of the money is spent focused on business, generating more income, throwing it all into real estate, throwing it all into my portfolios, throwing it all into reinvesting back into the businesses. And then I still have my job because I retired in 2019 right before the pandemic because I didn't know what the pandemic was going to happen. And then I got an offer that I couldn't refuse a little over a year later or something like that. I don't even remember. And it's funny because the bag chasers know how much I generate on my regular job, which is not the point of this rant right now. Or what I'm trying to teach you guys. But the bag chasers know how much I generate. And more importantly, I have about 8 streams of income, right? I was looking at a clip from Vlad last night with John Sally on there. John Sally is a former NBA player. He played till he was 36 years old. He played for the Detroit Pistons, the Los Angeles Lakers. He played for the Bulls. He got multiple different rings. And then he went on to do talk shows on BET and stuff like that, and a couple different sports shows. I remember he was on a sports show called the Best D Sports Show and stuff like that. And he was saying that the average NBA player's career is only 3.5 years. Let me say that again. The average NBA player's career is only 3.5 years long. For football players, it could be exponentially lower. On top of that, you also have to factor in that most people don't make it to the league. But let's say you do make it to the league. A lot of times what we like to reference is the anomaly. So we'll reference the LeBron James that's playing till he's 40 years old. We'll reference the people that get these crazy contracts like the Damian Lillards, the Jason Tatums, the Giannis's, the Carl Anthony Towns, the Anthony Edwards, all of these superstars. But that's only a fraction of the people that generate the most money. For the majority of them, they only average about a 4-year lifespan in the league. And let's say you make a decent amount of money, but you still got to pay out based off of what you make. So let's say that you're still paying out. You still got to pay your agents, still got to pay your lawyers, still got to pay crazy taxes, all of these things, right? And they have a small window. Most of them are in their early 20s by the time they get washed out the league because it's always a new set of guys that's coming in to replace you, right? And I'm referencing sports because I know that we're all familiar with sports to a little bit of an extent, especially when it comes to popular culture, even if you don't follow the NBA, even if you don't follow the NFL, right? Most of these guys, you can go on to eBay right now, literally. You can go on your phone to go to eBay right now, and you can go and purchase a NBA championship ring. You can purchase a Super Bowl ring because that small window is supposed to carry them for the rest of their life. Now, let's really put it in perspective and say they worked their whole lives to potentially make it to the league only to be washed out of the league within 3 to 4 years. And then they have to figure out what to do with the rest of their life after that, which most of them live their lifestyle based off of the money that they generate at that time. And even if you're a woman that wind up getting pregnant by one of these dudes, you got a small window by which he's actually going to be able to take care of you before his income drops significantly. And so you're not necessarily going to be a winner either, right? And I say all that to say this. Even us as regular people, we have a window of opportunity. It's content creators. It's people that go into corporate America. It's things that happen every day. You live life. You win, you lose. Most of these guys wind up being regular guys after they get out of the league. They got to get a regular job, all of this stuff, right? And so we go through the ups and downs of what life is. It's very hard making it as a content creator. Very few people actually have a window of opportunity to where they generate enough revenue or they're significant enough and they don't fall out of favor with the general public. You know, me personally, I like to fashion myself as more of a fabulous of the content creation game versus other people. You know, they could be the whatever, that person that was hot for a minute and then they go on the next day, right? It's a lot of people that take off and then they fall off. You never hear from them again, but I'm just that steady ship that just continues to rock out, right? And so I'm very, very fortunate. I'm very, very blessed. I've taken the opportunities that God has given me and I've maximized them all the way. And I say all that to say this. You never know what is going to happen every single day. I coach a lot of these guys, regular people, professional people. I coach current players in certain leagues. I also coach people that are retired from the league, right? And a lot of people, I'm telling you, they have no clue what they're going to do with their life. They get bored. They don't really realize that they have a smaller runway for how long that money is going to last them, especially based off of the lifestyle that they live in. They have a difficult time detaching themselves from the spotlight and that they don't want to not be impressive to other people that they was impressed by, because if they see you working a regular job, then all of a sudden you nothing to them. Dang, homie, what happened to you, right? And it's unfortunate that we've created this culture where everybody is supposed to be rich, but nobody truly understands what it means to be financially successful long term. Because rich is not just the presentation layer. Rich is also your mindset, is how it is that you live your life, and it's also making sure that you can sustain yourself for the rest of your life without having to worry about whether or not you're going to have a downturn, right? And so my advice to you guys is get a skill. Get a skill. Get something that you can always fall back on. No matter what happens, I'm always going to be able to go and make $500,000 a year. And some of you know my hacks. That's on the Patreon. Some of y'all watch those videos. Some of y'all know what I generate on my regular day job that I'm tied into right now, that I can work from anywhere in the world, and I'll always have this position. I'll always have the skill set. Get a skill that you can fall back on, because you never know what's going to happen. And the second thing is, do not change your lifestyle based off of the amount of money that you generate. If you are at the top of your field, if you're generating a lot of income, if you wind up becoming a great, successful content creator, and you leveraging the information inside of the Patreon to do whatever it is that you're doing, understand that you don't use that in order to continue to change the narrative of how it is that you live in your life. You use that in order to empower you to not have to worry about money for the rest of your life. So that's your window of opportunity to start really making some inroads to invest in the things that really matter. And this goes for people that are also regular people. A lot of y'all are going to get promotions. A lot of y'all are going to take the information that I give y'all inside of the Bag Chasers, or you're going to start changing your lifestyle based off of the standards that we set over here at the Millionaire Morning Show. And what you're going to do is you're going to think that it's cool for you to go out and buy a new BMW, go and get a new car, all that. Listen, I stayed down for well over 10 years before I really started showing and spending money. I was living for free for well over 10 years before I started spending money. And I have been making and generating a lot of money. Even today, over 93%, almost 95% of everything that I make goes back into investments, goes into real estate. I don't do any financing. I generate a lot of revenue. And so you have to make sure that you don't have self-inflicted wounds. When you start doing these dumb stuff and these dumb things and you spending all of the money in order to make sure that you impress people that don't care about you, you are making some of the dumbest mistakes of your life. And the things that you do today, similar to if you invested in your 401k today, is going to determine the lifestyle that you live for the rest of your life. You don't want to mortgage your future. Trust me, You don't want to mortgage your future in order to make you feel good in your current situation. You want to make sure that you are very careful. You can have a great time. You can create realistic expectations and boundaries for what success is supposed to look like for you long term. Stop doing dumb stuff to impress people. Don't think that you are a bad person because you got a second job. If you want to go and get you an overnight job over at Walmart stocking stuff so you can make sure you pay off your credit cards and then you can start investing in the future and stuff like that. If you want to make sure that you keep a regular job, even if your business is taking off, until your business makes too much money and it takes up too much of your time for you to be able to work that regular job. If you want to do both, you do both. But you make sure you minimize your lifestyle so you can generate the most revenue possible. And then you invest in assets that ultimately will carry you for the rest of your life. And I'm telling you as a person that has done it, it is absolutely imperative, especially if you are making a ton of money. If you are one of the lucky ones that generate a whole lot of money, you an athlete, whatever, so on and so forth, you got a small window, fam. It's some people like the Damian Lillards, the Steph Currys. They can make a living off of that. It's so many people that I know in real life that make a lot of money and they have no investments. There is so many people that I know that make a lot of money, some of the most significant people that you know, and they have no investments. If whatever it is that they did today, if they just got injured tomorrow, it would be over for them. It would be completely over for them. Some of them don't even got life insurance. Some of them don't even have life insurance. Their wives would be assed out if anything happened to them. Don't got life insurance. Never taught their family a skill to where they would be able to survive. Don't have nothing to pass on to their children. Their children going to be in the same boat trying to do the same thing that they was doing in order to try to make sure that they okay. And then you got that generational curse to where you die with debt and then somebody behind you going to have to suffer as a result of it. Trust me, make the sacrifice now. I'm telling you, there are people right now that make $750, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million a year. They probably going to make it over the next 3 or 4 years and they have zero investments. Everything that they're doing is based off of generating revenue for that one thing. I'm always going to keep me eight forms of income. I'm always going to keep me multiple streams of income. Always and forever. And for everybody that sit there and they laugh, look at their situation. For everybody that criticized and said, oh man, I can't believe Anton still also got a regular job. Yep, and good health care coverage. And additional life insurance through that job that multiplies 10 times if anything ever happens to me that goes over my wife and kids. Also got dental coverage. Also got that great insurance. Also got that bonus and that equity that I haven't even fully pulled out yet is vested. Lots of different things that come with it. I got a lot of stuff, houses, real estate, businesses, all of that. Taught my chick how to build houses herself and manage our portfolio. She understands where all of the passwords are in order to get to all of the bank accounts, brokerage accounts, stocks, bonds, everything, right? Listen, when I say I'm richer than your favorite rapper, I'm not talking about just net worth and financial. I'm talking about mindset. Wealth is a mindset. Being able to generate revenue outside of whatever you do professionally is a mindset. Understanding how money work and how to multiply your money is a mindset. You got to transfer over from working hard and transfer over from just being a hustler to also thinking like a business, to understanding how business work, to understanding that you don't necessarily have to need a CPA in order to understand how money works. A CPA is an additional tool. A lawyer is an additional tool, but it does not remove you from having to have the responsibility of understanding what all is happening within your business and your finances. You got to be able to look over at them and say, hey, is this making sense? They're just a stopgap. They're a safety check. They're somebody that you have on your team in addition to. I have editors, but it doesn't mean that I don't know how to edit. I got lawyers, but it don't mean that I don't understand the law and when to apply it. I got accountants, but it don't necessarily mean that I don't understand exactly how money works and where it is that I'm supposed to leverage my resources. I got tax strategists, but it don't mean that I'm not already prepared for what it is that I'm supposed to spend in 2024. I understand bookkeeping. I understand real estate. It don't mean that I don't have advisors. It don't mean that I don't have architects, right? I can do it on my own. I know exactly how to do carpentry because I've built out entire, like I've built entire restaurants from scratch. We was there. I know how to do roofing. It don't mean that I ain't got a roofer, right? I understand. When I look at him and I'm seeing him on that roof, I know that he doing it the right way, or if he not doing it the right way, and if he cutting corners, because I'm intimately familiar with exactly the processes. This is why I went through the process of not just investing in real estate, but I took the opportunity to build a house from scratch. And now we duplicating the process. I told y'all even in the Patreon, I knew I was going to lose some money on the front end on some of these deals. But now I was even looking at it and I was going over it with some of my people yesterday. And I'm already $150,000 above what the asking price is or what the market price is. And I got the best house in the subdivision of the house that's next to me, which was recently built in 2021. So the value of that house is $150,000 more than what it took for them to build it, right? And so I know what the cost is that I'm building my house for, and I'm not even selling it. I'm just holding on to it and it's still appreciating. But my point is because I understand money. I understand wealth. I understand a mindset. This watch right here. Okay, so Anton, you spent, I don't even remember, $45,000, $50,000 for this watch, but it was just a small smidget of what it is that I had available in order to go and buy. And on top of that, because I got a business mindset, this watch is worth more than what I paid for new. So my point is that as you continue to grow, as you continue to evolve, as you get money, also evolve here. Become more knowledgeable and understand wisdom, right? You can get as much knowledge as you possibly can, but it does not mean that you have the wisdom to understand how to use it. It's a lot of people that know how to get money, but they don't have the wisdom to know how to keep it and multiply it. When y'all pray in the morning, stop asking for stuff. Stop asking for a man. Stop asking for women. Stop asking for more money. Stop asking for things and pray to God for wisdom. Pray for him, his humility, what he's going to put into you. Ask him what is it that he wants you to do, because he's going to give you what you need in order to be successful. And then seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything else. And he'll and all of his righteousness and all of these things will be added unto you. You don't have to worry about the money aspect of it if you ask him for God's wisdom, because it just naturally comes with it. Right. He's going to give you the character that you need in order to carry you, so you don't fumble the bag when you get to certain spaces in your life. He's going to give you the wisdom to understand how to move a little bit differently around people and get situational awareness, so you don't have to fumble and then have to recover from losing everything, because you don't always have to go through it in order to learn a lesson. Right. He's going to give you the mindset to understand that you don't put anything first before your purpose, because that's the thing that's ultimately going to give the people that's behind you, the people that follow you, the people that's submissive, that's going to give them what they need in order to be successful. Also, he's going to show you how to go about doing things a little bit differently if you truly understand what the word is. Right. So all I'm saying is that we all have a window of opportunity, and we will never live forever, and we all going to get old. We all going to get slower. We all going to, you know, whatever happens, because life is lifing. But it does not mean that you cannot go through life making wise decisions that ultimately not only you, but the people that surround you going to benefit from. So I just wanted to give you that, because I'm tired of seeing people go broke. I'm tired of seeing people suffer. I'm tired of seeing people going through it and they don't have to. You don't have to. All you got to do is make more informed decisions. And when you get done, right, let's say you buy that car, that new thing, that 2024, whatever. Don't you know that the old Rolls Royce look like the old Rolls Royce now? Everything is going to get old. And I'm not telling you to not get nice things, but I'm telling you to be wise in your decisions. Because the same way that we was looking TVs in the headrests in 2008 and 2007 with the Hot Boys, that junk is old now and nobody cares. I want to see what's in your 401k. What's in your retirement account? What stocks do you have? Are you a part of stock club that we doing tomorrow night? Let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about some grown man stuff, grown man business. That's what I'm talking about. This is grown man business. This ain't for the children. This ain't for the street dudes that's trying to keep it real. This ain't for dudes that's crashing out and trying to go to jail. This ain't for the tricks that's flying people in and ain't getting no money with them and none of that. This is grown man business. We talking about making sure that you're going to be good for the rest of your life. Health, wealth, business, taking care of things. Push me the same way that I'm going to push you, because that's who you need around you. You don't need people that enable you to be an idiot. You need people around you that's going to help you to become the best version of yourself. This is grown man business. This ain't Victim Olympics and reparations. We don't care about that. We care about taking care of grown man business, because my daughter can't depend on reparations. My daughter need her father. My daughter need me in order to make sure that she not going to have no student loans. My daughter need me to make sure that she ain't begging Biden in order to forgive her student loans. My daughter need me in order to make sure that I vet for her having the right man in her life. This is grown man business right here. This ain't none of that weak junk that y'all talking about. This ain't gossiping right now. We got time for gossip. We gonna get there. We got after hours for that to talk about cultural differences. We can talk about relationships and all of that stuff. But this is grown man business. Wealth is a mindset. Grown man business. We not on that nonsense no more. We off that. We too old to be out here stuck, broke, and begging for the federal government, hoping that Social Security don't run out and that inflation don't continue to go up in order for us to be able to survive. I got some stories today that's going to break your heart. Crime, migrants, people are getting evicted. It's an eviction crisis that's happening right under everybody's nose and nobody is talking about it. People getting evicted while they out here stunting on Instagram, acting like they getting all of the money. They getting evicted. You can give me a hug. You all right?
All right,
let me know how
I
go.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into the show. Rita had to stop me and say, because she got a doctor's appointment, be careful. Grown man business. This is grown man business, all right?